Look, we're going to celebrate International Women's Day by saying first, welcome to the podcast. And Bridget had to go home, so it's just the boys.
Yeah. No, because it is. We thought, you know, take it early, Mark.
Yep.
Do as you please.
Yeah, my word. Here's the thing. I had an absolute miracle yesterday. Sunday arvo, trying to get ready for the Monday.
So everybody went out.
Yeah.
They had the big screen on the races.
Oh,
TAB loaded up.
I wish.
The fridge, the esky was... Have you ever put an esky next to the couch?
Yeah, my word, Bathurst, every year.
There you go.
That's an absolute dead set go-to. Now, all of those things happened, and then I woke up, and we had to do all that stuff you have to do a Sunday afternoon to get the kids ready for school, and we divided all those roles up, and my wife was off to go do the shopping for the fruit and the veggies and stuff that we need to feed them, and... She comes back home and throws all the plans into an absolute muck-up. She's gone, oh, my tyre's making a weird flapping noise. I walked out, there's a great big screw stuck in the back wheel of her tyre. And we just said to ourselves, you know what, we've got a couple hundred bucks left over this pay week. What are we going to do with it? We're going to buy a tyre. But I'm standing there, Spide, right? I'm standing there. Yeah, what were we going to say?
You could have done Clean Up Australia Day. Because that was over the weekend.
Yeah.
And I was up north of Brisbane.
Yep.
And a guy dragged out two tyres out of the creek.
That's right.
See, if you'd done that, you would have been sweet as.
Do you reckon one of those would fit a Mazda 3? Because I'll whack it on the hub. Don't worry about that. Mate, I'm standing there going, oh, this is throwing me. Like we had everything sort of sorted. I'm standing there. And then my neighbour, Ed, what a fantastic bloke. He looks out, he's mowing his lawn, he's sweating like a... And he goes, you're right? I go, tyre. And he goes, gotcha. He walks up into his garage, comes straight back down like 8 seconds later. He's towing a trolley jack and a rattle gun.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding.
Brilliant.
Ed, he's a fellow greenkeeper, fantastic bloke. He goes...
Just make...
And it's done.
The noises you're making there are taking the tyre off.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just reconfirming.
Yeah, he was tightening my nuts. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not joking. 20 seconds later, the spare is on. And done.
You know what you
I said? What, no petrol?
You know what you can do?
Yeah.
Have you ever used that can of foam? So I got a flat tyre in Wilcannia, which is, you know, outback of New South Wales. And out there, same thing, I didn't want to change my tyre because it was underneath the car, it was 35 degrees. I said, this is going to be a nightmare.
Yep.
So I brought a can of foam, it's tyre foam.
Yeah.
And you put it in there and it pumps up your tyre. So you take the screw out, pumps up your tyre enough, and then drive it for about 5 or 10 Ks.
Is that right?
And then you fill it up with air. And I did that and it was still up 12 months later.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
12 months?
Yep, over 12 months.
And what do they cost? About 20 bucks?
Oh, not even that.
Oh, I'm 14 bucks. I'm absolutely getting one of those.
Yeah, so normally for emergencies, but it's worked and it hasn't gone down since. So
what do they call it again?
It's just a tyre foam.
Righto. Never, ever, ever bloody heard of it.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to fix all my punctures with that.
It's so much easier.
Absolutely.
Just buy a box of them for the boot.
You ever had a neighbour come good like that?
Oh, not as good as that.
When you see the
ratchet gun.
Oh, unbelievable.
That's you.
And then, so my wife's come out and seen all this going on. He doesn't drink, doesn't have a beer, so I can't help him out with anything. And we said to him, what do you have? He said, oh, I don't mind chocolate. Lisa's gone straight back in. She had a big bag of lint. She's gone, there you go, you fixed me. And he's gone, oh, and he's disappeared. I reckon it's all gone already.
Yeah.
I said, then Lisa walks out and she's standing there and she looks around. You know what she sees? There's this gaming chair covered in plastic spades and everything that you've hidden in the back of my ute over the course of the last 2 weeks, right, is sitting on my front lawn. And she's turned to me and gone, what is that? And I said to her, that's everything spiders hidden in the back of my ute before he leaves from work. And she goes, oh, right, okay.
That's right.
Coming up on the podcast today, Serenity Safe Harbour went to the Mardi Gras on the weekend. Bridget is going to celebrate her favourite person in the International Women's Day. We're also going to have a look at a super mum who spotted a bloke pinching her family's tinny and she took off after him into a canal. We're going to have a chat to her. I hope you enjoy the potty.
I'd like to hear from Byron Bay's more famous resident, Serenity Safe Harbour.
My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbor from the capital of the Rainbow Province, Byron Bay. Not gonna lie, just got home from Sydney's Mardi Gras party and I'm gonna go for sleep on Thursday. Till next Monday, guesstimate. Your guess is as good as mine when I'll fall asleep. Mardi Gras. Bit like being a 1980s long-distance truckie. Yeah?
Nah.
Yeah. Nah.
I should be clear, I didn't exactly go to Sydney for Mardi Gras.
Oh.
Every year, my friend, Sydney Sidesaddle, hosts a party in her Ferngully yurt.
Oh.
Hate yurts. Why would you live in a circle? When Mardi Gras is on, Sydney's LGBT SUV LMNOP Mardi Gras party, she hosts this little soiree.
Yeah.
For clarity, I reside at the corner of Teepee Terrace and Wigwam Way. They are separate streets. Okay. Obviously, the Teepee people and the Wigwam witches can't peacefully coexist. They cast spells, random incantations, they punch on. The Teepee peeps hate the Wigwam witches ever since the Easter eggplant hunt went pear-shaped.
Ooh.
And the fight was over my giant aubergine.
Mm.
The witches and the Teepee people, they go together like itchy powder and underpants. You deserve each other. When they see one another, they just about fix Byron Bay bayonets. Non-violent, figurative bayonets, of course, that we call Byron bayonets. I'm not proud of it. Got in a fight at Sydney's Side Saddles Mardi Gras. I was set upon by a wigwam witch who thought I was a Teepee people. I was knocked cold by Sister Heather Feather Sword. She's still unhappy about me seeing AstraZeneca Stinkweed and her buddy, someone claiming to be called Little Bo Penal Code, flailed at me repeatedly with a balloon on a stick, completely ruining my glittery eye makeup. And I may have knocked him out. Sydney Sidesaddle got involved and knocked me out cold for starting a fight at her Mardi Gras knees up. But when I came to, I said, Sidesaddle, how dare you assault me in your yurt? It's a stupid circular house. You live in a pie chart. And I'm not listening to someone who lives in a pie chart. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Aloha, mahalo, shashe, and catch you later, yeah?
Yeah.
And for International Women's Day, big, big happy International Women's Day to everyone. And this year's theme is women in leadership. And I was having a really good think last night. And there are so many incredible local ladies in leadership. And a lot of them people don't know about. They don't get the praise because they don't ask for it. They just, it's their job, it's their life, it's their passion. And there are so many ladies, but I thought today I'd like to honour someone in particular, and she's incredible. Now, her name is Dr. Kim Prescott, and she's a vet from Tugun Vet Surgery. Now, this lady, she's a third-generation vet, which is really cool. Her grandfather, her dad, and she took over her dad's business, and she knows all my crazy fur children very well, but... She is the most incredible woman. I wanted her on the radio today with us, and this was her response. This is how manic it is. She said, Mondays are mental. All early morning with kids getting to school, then emergencies at work when everyone holds off on the weekend, of course.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then she has emergencies at work after the weekend. She has a big knee reconstruction op to do straight off.
What, her or the...
The dogs.
Okay.
And that's not just other ones running in. So she's always so accommodating. I've had times where I've had to run in and she's squeezed me in and she's worked just overtime beyond overtime. And, you know, she always shows so much compassion and her work ethic is incredible and her strength and her courage and her guts, her determination. And, you know, she gave me a card when my cat passed away. And, you know, when she has to unfortunately do the euthanize an animal, it's like... It's the first time. She shows that much empathy and compassion like it's the first time.
That's brilliant.
Which is absolutely beautiful.
And you were saying you get emails with test results for your animals at 10:30 at night.
Yeah, so recently her husband, Chris, who also works there, he did his back. So he was at home ringing the bell and texting going, I want my soup. Sorry, Chris. and so Dr. Kim was two young children. She has a lot of other vets there as well that she's got to manage and a whole lot of nursing staff and everyone else and admin. So then she would work a whole day, get home at about 8, quickly see the kids, bath them, feed them, feed her husband who's vegan to stop it. And then... And then...
Got in before his reaction.
And then do all the test results and everything for everyone.
Yeah.
So I will often get emails from her at 11 at night, 12 at night, and she comes into work 7 a.m. the next day and does it all again.
There you go.
And that's what you want when it's your fur babies and it's someone you absolutely love. Her strength, her courage, but her work ethic. She is just so friendly and beautiful and just the most amazing woman that never gets the praise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she absolutely
loves
deserves
her job,
it today.
Loves the industry, loves the people.
Well, she loves it, but it's a tough industry as well. A lot of vets are leaving the industry because they said not because of the animals, but there's some people who are, you know, I was reading stories about, you know, people who are nasty or leave bad reviews, not at her place.
No.
But it's a really tough job. You got to know how to help a lizard through to a horse. Yeah. I mean, seriously, right. A snake through to a mouse. I mean, you need to
incredible,
know a lot.
It?
But what I love too was that in the past where I'm like, look, I'm struggling with money to, she'll always try and help you out for the most cost-effective way or, you know, pay me later or we'll sort it out. I hope that's just not for me because now I've just told everyone.
But, you can't see Dr. Kim today, pay her later.
The Dr. Kim Prescott from Tugan Vet Surgery, I tip my hat to you. I take off my bra, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
We're overdue for a rumbo together. You're an incredible woman and much love and respect to you on International Women's Day. You are my girl.
International Women's Day. We saw over the weekend a supermum. Well, they're calling her a supermum. She does have a name, Penelope, and she joins us right now. You would have seen some vision circling around of a guy stealing a titty off a jetty in Mermaid Waters and then the super mum come to the rescue to save their titty. So joining us now, Penelope, good morning.
Yay!
Can you talk
us
through how are you? What happened? Like, how
Good morning, guys. That's embarrassing. I am actually very embarrassed about the super mum thing because it's just so not true. All I did was swim a couple of metres in a canal.
Yeah, well,
shark-infested canal.
Crazy. Hey?
In a shark-infested canal? Are you kidding me? That was your instinctual thing to do. It was amazing.
You know what? Bridge, people are saying that, but we've lived in the house 10 years. I've never seen a shark there, and I know that they are there, but I thought, you know, I'm hedging my bets here, and I think I'm pretty safe. Because he wasn't that far out at the time. It might look worse on the video, and I just... Yeah, I know. I agree with you, though. Like, I've never thought about swimming in that water ever before in my life. But, you know, this guy was in... It was broad daylight, and he was trying to steal Hugo and Hunter's tinny. I had to do something, because it was right in front of their noses.
Good on you.
Yeah, how brazen was he during the day just trying to take a tinny?
Yeah. And it was a busy time of day, Spider, because it was when all the kids were coming home from the Miami Primary there, and they were all going across the bridge, and... Luckily, they know our house and the boys and the tinny because the kids came in and said, hey, Hunter, someone's got a hacksaw and he's stealing your tinny off the fence. So that's when I just sort of went, what? And ran out the back and saw this dude paddling away like...
If you
it was like cue to Benny Hill music. It was just like, what the hell is going on here?
The vision has gone everywhere. Now, if the husband was home... Would he have pushed you out or would he have gone first? See, for me, I would have said, oh, yeah, Sheree would have beaten me out there.
That's why women are tough.
Well, you know my husband, Spider, so what do you reckon, Dino, would have done? No. Oh, it could have got really ugly. I'm not sure. But he did want me to make it clear that he is not the one behind the camera because he's upset that there's all these social media comments saying, how's the husband filming while he lets his wife come in the canal?
Oh, poor Dino.
Yeah. No, I love it because it's always about him and now he's stopping it.
Isn't it amazing, Penelope, that people would write about that on social media when you've just done such a fantastic thing? That's what their takeaway is.
Yeah, of course.
But they're in the minority and I think probably they're just trying to be funny. Like, there was a few comments saying, oh, it's just the husband trying to get away for a few frothies.
If that was my wife chasing the bloke in the tinny, and I wouldn't put it past Lisa just quietly either, I reckon I'd be so worried about her, I'd get the fishing rod out and try and hook her and drag her back. I'd be scared. What happened when you caught up to the boat, Penelope? What happened then? Because I can't see that on the footage.
Oh, yeah. So there was a point where I realised I was not catching this guy because I'm just not fit enough. So I said to Hunter, sorry, I'm not going to get him. Just call the police now. So he started to drift because he couldn't start the motor. He flooded it. Uh-huh. He was a real dusty. thank goodness. So then I had to come back and I scrambled up like one of those, they've got those rock wall embankments next to our house there where the bridge is. So I scrambled up that and Luna came with me and then he drifted the other side of the canal and I ran across the bridge and I was still screaming at him, like yelling abuse by then, like threatening him, get out of the tinny, the tinny, everyone's filming you, we've got you, the police are coming, because Hunter was calling the police. And there was the nicest lady on the bridge, and you'll appreciate this. She grabbed my dog Luna, because Luna actually got tapped sort of by a car as we went over, and she took her back to my house and secured Luna. Luna was just like ride or die. She was in.
Yeah, she was in. I saw her.
Dude.
So good.
Heroic
efforts. And that Dean's dog, he would have been so pissed off with me. Oh, excuse me. He would have been so annoyed with me if anything happened to the dog. So he jumped out the tinny, and I just ran down the other side and got in the tinny and paddled it back.
You're amazing, and you know what? Own it, claim it, buy a superhero shirt for International Women's Day. Penelope from Mermaid Waters.
Hey,
you
love you,
mate. Are a legend.
We love you. We listen every morning.
Good on you, Penelope. She gets a heroic fanfare for her troubles.
That's it for the podcast. There's loads of other episodes to check out here on the app or at triplem.com.au. And we're back with our radio show on 92.5 Triple M.